Anita, in one of your headshots, there's a picture of you with your leg over your shoulder. Is that,
yes.
Is that your real artificial leg?
That's my artificial leg, yes. I was performing down at the Olney Theater near Washington, D.C., which I got a nomination, a Helen Hayes nomination for that show. It was a musical, a world premiere of a new musical where a dance hall girl loses her leg from a gunshot wound in the Wild, Wild West. And I did the show exactly with the artificial leg on to dance and then in the second act without the leg. And the Washington Post did an interview with me and they said, you know, we'll take a picture of you however you want to be. So I threw the leg over my shoulder and they took the picture and it's become kind of my trademark because I walk around with my leg slung over my shoulder a lot when I don't want to wear it. I'll walk around on crutches with my leg slung over my shoulder. And it's just fun, you know. It was my album cover for Still Standing. People have looked at that and thought that I was a contortionist and that I somehow was able to pull my left leg over my shoulder, which is pretty funny. I never had thought about that. And then that's what people thought. Oh, she's a contortionist. I get it.
How did you get to be the way that you are? Because when I saw that interview from the Today Show, that was a while ago, but you have such a sense of self and self-acceptance and just joy. Where does that come from?
This is going to sound weird, but my life has had a lot of pain in it. And yet, at the same time, I've had an incredible family that's been so supportive and so funny. We're such a great sense of humor in my family. And I don't honestly know sometimes how I can get out there and remind myself that it's great to be alive and the joy in life, because the pain sort of does follow me around. And I sometimes wonder that if people who have had a lot of pain in their lives, pain kind of puts you in a situation where you learn what joy really is, because when you're not in pain, you just feel this incredible elation that you feel good and things don't hurt anymore. And yay! I also feel just lucky and grateful that I've been able to find that in myself and that I've had this show, that I've been able to write this, that I was able to contribute something to humanity, that I've been able to use what my talents are to express the pain and the joy and then turn out to be something that actually is useful and helpful to other people. So I can't really say where this totally comes from. But I will say that pain does teach you a lot of things. And sometimes with pain, it can take people down so far that they can't get back up again. And I just feel very joyful that I've been lucky that I can find my way back. It's kind of a blessing.